Good day, everybody. Good day, everybody, wherever you are in the world. Pastor Mackenzie Cambese, Progress on Purpose, coming your way today. I do have a word of empowerment, a word of teaching, a word of growth, a word of training that's going to lead us from one stage to the other. So please come on in. Come on in as we get on this progress on purpose, intentionally making some progress as we journey on in life, living for eternity in time. And so you are here today and you want just coaching. I've got in my devotional and my planning, I'm putting together so many seminars that we're going to be doing soon, and very soon we're going to be taking Progress on Purpose on the road to the cities of the world. And so I just want you to understand, whilst you're doing that, I'm really in deep preparation and deep prayer and planning and study on which areas do we need to address and tackle as we empower people to progress on purpose. So we're going to get into it today. Please invite friends, share on your platform that we are on the journey. We are going to share the how-tos as to how we can get where we are supposed to be. I'm so grateful that you've given me this time to come into your life and again to pour into your life some things of life that I believe God wants us to experience together. All right, let's pray. Father, please give us wisdom, understanding, even at this moment. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to speak today and coach today on the subject of stepping into your larger story. Stepping into your larger story. In other words, it's very much amazing that your story, when you look at it, it is a larger side to it. Every story that God ever created, every person that God ever created has a larger story attached to their story. So I just want to coach you as we progress on purpose, as I'm also growing and discovering how to step into your larger story. This is what happened with Joseph. He had to step into his larger story. He had a dream in a small little bedroom. We're not told how big it was. We're not even told if it was on a bed. And yet his story had a larger story. And he had to step into his larger story. This is the same thing that happened with Lazarus. He got sick. And when he got sick, we thought it was just him being sick, him dying. But at the end of John chapter 11, we discover there was a larger story. It also happened with Esther. We just thought Esther was beautiful. Esther was an orphan. And Esther was a Jewish girl. And yet, she had to step into a larger story. She was beautiful. She was an orphan. But she had to step into a larger story. The same happened with Ruth. We thought Ruth was a Moabitess. Ruth had a husband who had died. But Ruth had to step into a larger story in order for her to meet with Boaz, in order for her to get into the lineage of Jesse and David. There had to be a larger story. This is what happened with Joseph. Again, Joseph had his story, he had a dream, but he had to step into his larger story. So I want to talk to somebody who is sitting here and wondering, wow, when I look at what I do and who I am, can anything bigger come out of this little life or this little story that I know? I'm going to use two verses as our launch pad, because here on Progress and Purpose, we are practical, we are relevant, and we are biblical. So there has to be the tapestry and the canvas of the Word of God to just but allow and empower our worldview and perception about life. So stepping into your larger story, this is what I am going to be coaching for the few minutes that you give me permission to do so. Psalms 119 has got two verses, the longest of all the Psalms. It's very long. It is the longest of any of the chapters in the Bible. But verse 67 and verse 71 pricked my heart and my mind, and the Spirit had to drop some things on me just to empower me as I share with you how to step into your larger story. There is a larger story to you. That's why you cannot give up. That's why you cannot die now, because your story has a larger meaning than what you're experiencing in the now. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. And then in verse 71, he says, it is good for me that I've been afflicted. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. So David says, listen, there was a before affliction and there was an after affliction. And I want to share with you a few things that I think are very, very important as you pursue your purpose in God. I want you to understand that maturity is not free. The gospel is free, but maturity is not free. Maturity is going to cost you something. If you're going to mature in your story, it's going to cost you something. And I want to start right there as I talk to somebody who really wants, thank you so much. I see you, my friends, coming in from all over the world. Here's something very important. Maturity is going to cost you something. Okay, the gospel is free, but maturity is going to cost you. It's not free. It's going to cost you something. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. And then in verse 71, he says, it is good for me that I was afflicted. And I have a few things I have 4 points I want you to understand that will help you to step into your larger story. There's a larger story to you. There's a larger story to your trouble. There's a larger story to your problems. There's a larger story to your pain. There's a larger story to your joy. You need to understand that God created you, but and through you, God has got a larger meaning to the things that happen in your life. And here we go. Number one, I'm learning. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Here's what I've discovered, my friends. God often recruits his servants through a crisis. God often recruits his servants through a crisis. When you look through scripture, you discover every servant of God who ever walked with God, they had to face the blessing of a crisis. Whenever God wants to lead you to step into your larger story, you're going to be recruited by God through a crisis. And I want you to understand the love of knowing that the crisis, there's something good. There's the good news in the bad news, and the good news in the bad news of whatever you are going through is that a crisis is often God's tool of recruitment. I'll let that sink in there. Why does God use crisis to recruit us? It matters because God knows that the human heart is incapable of volunteering to step into situations that take us beyond our comfort zones. God knows that our hearts do not want to volunteer to step into situations that take us out of our comfort zones. We want to stay in our comfort zones. We want to stay in the unknown. So when God wants to recruit you for bigger and greater and the larger, your larger story, he'll always use a crisis. All right. Here's Noah. Noah was just a man like all of us. And in order for God to recruit him into his larger story, there had to be a crisis of the flood. Here is Moses. When God wanted to recruit him into the larger part of his story, well, there were some slaves and somebody had to take them there. And when God wanted to reveal himself to the children of Israel, there was a crisis of the Red Sea. So God often recruits his servants through a crisis. And I want to challenge you, child of God, if you want to step into your larger story, you must list every crisis that's happening in your life, because it is an invitation to greater. Crisis are an invitation to greater. Crisis are God's personal invitation to trust him again. And so when God wants you to take you to your larger story, he's going to bring in a crisis. Throughout scripture, throughout history, mankind, you'll discover that God uses crisis to recruit people. The Protestant church, it simply means churches that protest against the teaching of the Catholic Church, came out of a crisis. Martin Luther had to go through a crisis, a theological crisis that produced what we call Protestant churches today. So God often recruits his servants through a crisis. David says, before I was afflicted, I was a bum, I was crazy, I did what I wanted to do. And verse 71, he says, it is good that I've been afflicted that I may learn. In other words, there are some things I had to learn because crisis had come my way. Am I helping anybody out there? I want you to understand, child of God, that's what the Bible says. All things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I'm here to let you know that God oftentimes recruits his servants through a crisis. Esther had to be recruited through a crisis. Joseph had to be recruited through a crisis. Pharaoh had a problem and Joseph was recruited into his position of destiny because of a crisis. Esther was to be recruited because the Jews were on the block. They were about to be killed and somebody had to step into the room of the king. And through a crisis, Esther rose from being a beauty queen to being a national hero. So stepping into the larger story of your life is going to demand a crisis. It matters, and here it is. Let me keep going on with this because I've discovered this, my friends. Number two, personal crisis is often the front door to discovering God's story for you. Personal crisis is often the front door to discovering God's larger story for you. Personal crisis. It is the very essence of this, the front door that leads you to discover God's larger story for you. Personal crisis. I'm not talking of national crisis. I'm not talking about global crisis. This pandemic is a global crisis. It's not a national crisis. But I want you to understand that if you're going to step into your larger story, you must embrace your personal crisis. If I were to ask you what your personal crises are, would you tell them to me? Because if you were to say to Joseph, listen, my personal crisis is that my brothers hate me, Joseph, yes, that personal crisis of your brothers hating on you is the front door, Joseph, of you discovering God's larger story for you. If I was going to bring in Paul and simply say, Paul, talk to me, what got you into discovering what God had for you? Paul will let you know I was stricken blind on the Damascus Road. It was a personal crisis. I was blind, but it led me to Ananias. And Ananias prayed for me. And then Barabbas picked me up. And brother, the rest of the story started with the personal crisis of blindness. But to bring Peter will simply let you know, listen, I denied Jesus. I denied Jesus. That's what Peter will let us know. I denied Jesus. I denied Jesus. And I was in total despair. And it was when I was in my personal crisis, Jesus asked me three times, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And I had to be broken. And the rest became history because he forgave me through my own personal crisis. The many of you who are listening who want to go into a larger part of your story, you want to move, you want to step into your larger story. Let me tell you something. You are one crisis away from your larger story. I truly do believe if God is going to use you. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. It is good that I was afflicted. Watch this, that I learned more about God. And personal crisis is often the front door that God uses for you and I to discover his larger story for us. For Paul, it was blindness on the Damascus Road. For Peter, it was denial of Jesus Christ that led to total despair. For Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, it was their personal crisis of being thrown into the furnace that they discovered Jesus Christ walking with them. For Daniel, it was his personal crisis of being thrown into the lion's den, and there he discovered that angels were watching over him. Jaws of lions were locked down in a personal crisis. For David, his personal crisis came after he killed the national threat, Goliath. And when he killed Goliath, well, he had to flee. He was forced to be on the run for 13 years as a fugitive. My friend, I want you to understand when you're stepping into your larger story, it's going to demand a personal crisis, which is often the front door to discovering God's larger story for you. So you may say to me, Pastor, come busy, here it is. I'm in personal stories. I want you to understand, personal crisis is often the front door to discovering God's larger story for you. So child of God, I want you to understand that you need to understand, you need to put value on your personal crisis. And number three, here it is, God. See, I'm learning that God may take you when God allows and blesses you, because God often recruits his servants through a crisis. That's it. That's the bottom line of this. God often recruits his servants through a crisis. When God needs somebody, God is going to cause a crisis so that you can function. Any crisis in your life is not for destruction, but it is for functionality. If it were not for a crisis, Joseph would have never been second to Pharaoh. If it was not for a crisis of the fire, the three Hebrew boys would never walk with Jesus. If it were not for the crisis of everybody worship the king, Daniel would never have survived and destroyed all his enemies in one morning. If it were not for crisis, Esther would have been the most beautiful queen that had never been seen. And yet, because of the crisis, she rose to become a worshiper. She rose to become a prayer warrior. If it were not for a crisis, Ruth would have never left Moab. She would have never went and found Boaz and got into the lineage of Jesus Christ. If it were not for a crisis, Rahab would have died a prostitute. But there was a crisis that was brewing on the horizon. God was bringing his people into the promised land, and Rahab had to simply thank God for her crisis, that it was through a personal crisis that she discovered her larger story. Gideon, he was a weakling. Gideon will let you know, God, I am a weakling. God, why come to me? It was a crisis that led a weakling called Gideon into the man of valor. Let me tell you something, child of God. Whatever it is that's a crisis in your life, it is God's personal invitation for you to step into your larger story. So here it is. God may take you through times when you question his love. Crisis will take you to a place where you question God's love. And I don't know who I'm talking to right now, this day, and you are sitting there and you are questioning God's love. Why? Because of personal crisis. But I told you here that God often recruits his servants through personal crisis. And God may take you through times when you question his love. I remember there was a time when my mother was training and teaching me things. My father was training and teaching me things. And I thought, man, good God, I had to question, do you really love me? And now that I'm a grown man, I can simply testify that thank God they did what they did. This is what Paul says. Paul says, when you're being disciplined, it is hard. We don't want discipline, but when we mature, we are grateful that we were disciplined, because listen, it produced where we are. And I want you to understand, if you are to step into your larger story, your life is not what you know. Your life has got so many meanings that are on a global, universal, divine proportions that you cannot make for yourself. All you got to do is believe that God often recruits his servants through a crisis. Don't waste a crisis. Oh God, hear it. Don't waste a crisis. Has it ever dawned on you? If the pandemic, COVID-19, had not come through, we'd have never had a vaccine of this deadly, vicious enemy called COVID-19. But thank God for the crisis, now we have the solution that this crisis will never beat us down like it did before we created the vaccine. Oh God. Please don't come to me. Don't bring me excuses. Don't bring me your pain. Don't bring me what's going on, because God has opened up my eyes, given me some perspective on life, that no matter what you're going through, there's a God who is sovereign. There's a God who is in control. There's a God who is in charge. Nothing escapes God. There's a purpose for your season. Whatever you're going through, you need to be productive in whatever season you find yourself in, because God recruits his servants through a crisis. Oh my God. Because God knows that our human hearts cannot volunteer to step into situations that will take us beyond our comfort zones. So crises are part of life. Woo! Sometimes God may take you through times when you'll question his love. But I want to challenge you today. Don't throw your confidence away. Don't throw your confidence in him away. If you are ever going to step into your larger story, if your life is going to rise from being personal to being national and being global, you must always hold on to your confidence in God. I didn't say confidence in man, I said confidence in God. Don't give up on God. It doesn't matter what it is. Martin Luther, when he was in Germany struggling in a cave, he didn't understand that what he was going through on a personal level was God trying to deliver the whole Christendom from the domination of one denomination. And God had to create a Protestant movement. We have got the Baptists, the Adventists, the Pentecostals, whoever we are, and whatever name we give ourselves now, because Martin Luther had a personal crisis in his theology that led him to challenge the most powerful church of the day. And here is another Martin Luther King Jr. in America. He had a personal crisis at 26. He was thrown in to lead the civil rights movement. He didn't ask for it. He didn't wake up in the morning and say, I want to be popular. But he was in a city where trouble was everywhere. He was in a city where everything was not going right. He was in a city where black folk were sitting at the back of the bus and Rosa Parks had refused to stand up at the back of the bus. Don't get me started. Here he was, 26-year-old preacher, and they voted him to be the president of the movement that had to fight the whole system, the government, on civil rights. Friend, I want you to understand. See, if God is going to allow you to step into the larger, your larger story is going to come with crisis. The greater the crisis, the greater the impact of your story. That's what the Bible has. I mean, if you look through scripture, every person who was used by God had to go through some crisis, because God recruits his servants through crisis. And here it is, every personal crisis is often the front door to discovering God's larger story for you. If David had not gone through his personal crisis of adultery, we would have never received Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart. Many of us have sung that song. Many of us have gone there to pray that prayer, because David, through a personal crisis, God led him to discover the larger story for him. And here it is, my friend, number four. About to finish, number four. Sometimes God, I have discovered that when God is leading you to step into a larger story, sometimes God frustrates our desire to experience him. Sometimes God frustrates our desire to experience him so that he can deepen our experience in him. Okay, I'll say it again. Sometimes I've discovered as we step into our larger story, okay, don't you ever leave your life simply thinking it's all about you. There's so many generations attached to your decisions right now. If you do what you must do right, I'm telling you right now, like Joseph, at the end of your story, you're going to discover it was not about the hatred of the brothers. It was not about the betrayal of Sister Potiphar. It was not about the neglect of the cupbearer, but it was for the salvation of many. Why do you think the devil attacks you so much? Why do you think there are some people who just hate you when they've never talked to you and they don't even have your number? They've never talked to you, and yet they've already concluded on the rumors on you. Because the devil is not fighting you on a personal level. The devil believes that God has a thing of blessing the fourth generation through your personal crisis. Your one crisis can literally deliver four generations from you. So instead of you now whining and crying and questioning God, yes, you may ask God, but don't you ever question God, because God knows how to step you into your larger story. See, when you question God, you are in the dangerous territory, but you can ask God, because whenever God is in your story, there will be missing information. Whenever God is in your story, there will be unanswered questions. When God is in your story, there will be unresolved concerns, because God is in your story. So instead of you questioning God, learn to ask God, because God often recruits his servants through a crisis. So God sometimes it frustrates our desires to experience him. Sometimes all of us want to experience him. And I've learned in my life, as God is stepping me into my larger story, I've received so many testimonies through this medium that we are using, Progress on Purpose. There are people all over the world. There are people who are saying, when are you going to come to our country? There are families that are reaching out. Pastor, we need to go through counseling. I'm on counseling with some people. There are some people who have said, Pastor, just give me your cash up. I just want to bless you because you bless me and my family. And I'm telling you, it's happening. Why? Because I've discovered that sometimes God has a way of frustrating your desire to experience him so that he can deepen your experience in him. Everybody talking about, I want to experience him. But very few people willing to deepen their experience in him. I'm telling you something, my friends, when you are in him, when you are in Christ, when you are in him, you become a brand new creature. Not simply experiencing him, but being in him. And he says, if you are in me and I am in you and my word is in you, you need to understand you're going to bear much fruit. In other words, you're going to step into your larger story. A friend, I want to ask you a question. Are you going through a crisis? Are you going through a crisis? Are you going through a crisis? Name your crisis. List your crisis. Text me your crisis. Whatever it is, are you going through a crisis? Because let me tell you something. The number of crises you're going through reveals how much God is about to blow and to enlarge your story. Are you going through a crisis? Well, I've got an answer for you before I pray. It may be that God has just begun the process of your discovery of his larger story for you. Are you going through a crisis? If you are, I'm going to propose, I'm going to surmise, I'm going to conclude. That it may be, if you're going through a crisis, maybe, simply maybe, God has started the process of leading you to the discovery of the larger part of his story for you. Blessings on you. Crisis are not enemies. Crisis clarifies callings. If God wants to make it clear what he's calling you to do, he's going to recruit you through a crisis. That's what he did with Lazarus. Got to be sick, got to die, got to be buried. Crisis. So that God could reveal he was the resurrection and the life. That's what he did with Esther. She was born an orphan. She was beautiful, and yet the nation was on the line. Crisis. Esther 4:4. She had to declare, if I perish, I perish. Recruited into the purposes of God. That's what he did with David. David, Goliath came in, was a crisis. Killed Goliath. Women started singing. Saul got mad. 13 years he was running. And many of the Psalms we read today were written in crisis. God often recruits his servants through a crisis. That's what he did with Joseph. Joseph, brothers hated him at home. It was a crisis. Thrown into the pit. It was a crisis. Sold. It was a crisis. Became a slave. It was a crisis. Lied on. It was a crisis. In the prison. It was a crisis. Pharaoh had the ultimate crisis, and Joseph walked into his destiny. Do you have a crisis? Personal crisis is often the front door to discovering God's larger story for you. Peter will let you know it was my denial of him that led him to prick my heart. Paul would let you know my personal crisis. I became blind on the road called Damascus. I had to be taken to a house where Ananias had to come and lay hands on me, and Barnabas had to come in and pick me up and started mentoring me. It was a crisis of blindness that led Paul into the apostle that we know. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We'll let you know, our brothers, we were recruited to be popular. So the only time we are popular in the Bible, it was a crisis of worship. And we said, forget that. And there was fire 7 times. It was the crisis of being thrown into the fiery furnace that introduced us to Jesus himself as he walked with us in the fire. Do you have a crisis? God often recruits his servants through crisis. Daniel, let you know, listen, it was the crisis in chapter 6. It was the crisis. Pastor, I had to go to the lion's den. And when I got into the lion's den, it was a crisis. And yet I discovered that there is a larger lion behind the physical lions. And he's the lion of the tribe of Judah. And the lions had to shut their mouths because the greater one was in the room. And my friend, I want to say to you, pray for eyes that can see. Pray for ears that can hear. Ask God to become bigger in your life than he has ever been. You're going to discover every experience you go through is nothing compared to what he has in store for you. So blessings on you. Thank God for the crisis. Thank you. Whatever crisis that you're going through right now, I'm telling you, God has a larger story attached to your crisis. Don't die in your crisis. Don't waste your crisis. Write a book in your crisis. Start a business in your crisis. Build a school in your crisis. Help a widow in your crisis. Get married in your crisis. You're not listening to me. You just got to do it. Invest some money in your crisis. Whatever your crisis is, there is a larger story to your crisis. Don't let self-pity, the baby seat of the devil, to rock you to sleep in your crisis. Now, if you are in the middle of the storm, that's a crisis, but you're going to discover that Jesus is peace in the midst of the storm. If your wine runs out, you are going to discover in that crisis that he can turn water into wine. And my friend, you need to thank God for your crisis. Don't pray your crisis away, because God often recruits his servants through a crisis. Are you going through a crisis? God wants to introduce you to your larger story. Blessings on you as you progress on purpose. My friends, if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Progress on Purpose, do so. Please do so. I know many of you are enjoying Facebook Live and you're not subscribing to. If you have a Gmail, you already have a YouTube account. Please go and let's do this. By the end of March, my goal is for us to have 1,000 subscribers so that we can do Facebook Live and YouTube Live at the same time. We do have a revival that is brewing. It is brewing thick and large. Miracles in my dead places. You don't want to miss that. So we want to link that to Facebook Live, link that to YouTube Live, but we need 1,000 subscribers for us to link it to YouTube. So please recruit, be some divine sneezers. Tell somebody else. If you have friends who haven't subscribed to Progress on Purpose, please, YouTube, get them to subscribe. Don't just tell them, do it for them, help them to do it, because we want to take this message to the masses. I believe God is about to do something amazingly amazing, and you are part of it. If you want to partner with me, if you are good with technology, my videos are very plain, and you feel we can do something with them, and you are good at that, please get in touch with me. I believe ministry is a team thing. It's not an individual thing. So anything you think you can do to make this platform better, I am open, because I believe there are more people who need hope and encouragement now than ever before. Blessings on you as you step into your larger story. David says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Verse 71, it is good for me that I've been afflicted because I learned some things. God recruits his servants through crisis. Value your crisis. Blessings on you. And I'm praying, Father, thank you so much for this moment. Please, we pray for wisdom to apply the principles of life and have your own way with us. Take us to the larger story that you have for us. Give us confidence to hold on. And God, just trust in you with all our heart, because you know where we're going, because you've been there before. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen again. Blessings on you, my friends. I'll come in again tomorrow. This week you're going to have some very powerful stuff that we're going to be talking about, just brewing. And we start with this one. And tomorrow I'll let you know before I come on. Blessings on you, my friends. Thank you so much.